steps of the Savior, upward, still upward, the follower guide. Plain we shall see him, the King, in his beauty. Happy, how happy, young ways at his side. Ah, beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Directly following this service, we will enjoy our fellowship luncheon, and everyone is invited for good food and fellowship. And because this is the last Sunday of the month, all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, as shown in your bulletin. And this 2 o'clock service will proceed as usual this afternoon. Also, please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 55, Come, Christians, join to sing. Continue our worship with hymn number 73, May Jesus Christ be praised.
Jesus.
Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 483, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Just before we open our heart to prayer, I want to welcome Maria and Silas Veloz. All right. We did a wedding not too long ago, and here they are in church before they go to the, as Maria go to the medical school, and Silas need a work as a super engineer, and the Lord will provide for that. Also, I want to bring a note to you. Because people on the air, they know this. Please turn off your cell phone for 1 hour. I don't even carry mine on Sunday. So turn off your cell phone. Some of the people on the internet, you know, we have a good hit of a lot of people listening. And they notice the details, and especially in the East Coast. And they say, Pastor, tell your congregation to turn off the cell phone. Unless you're a medical doctor, please turn it off. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the only one that can revive our life and place us into the kingdom of God, Jesus, our Lord. We are delighted to know that he is our high priest. The book of Hebrews tells us that he suffered like us, but he never failed. He never sinned. And so therefore, God has exalted him to be our high priest. And Lord, we follow the rules of Moses as we learn today in Sunday school. We follow the law, but the law was fulfilled in the person of Christ. Israel has a priest, and we have a priest, Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Father. And thank you for the command to go and preach to everyone that in Christ Jesus we can have life and life eternal. And as we grow older, we understand that our life is limited. And one day, this life that we enjoy so much will go away. But thank you, Father, that we do not have just a body. We have a soul, and we have a spirit. And that you are able to work in our soul and our spirit until they become part of you. And one day, we will enjoy heavens, as Revelation 21 tells us, with the fullness of the glory of God and the presence of the Almighty God. Thank you, Father, that you allow us as a church body to bring the message of salvation and the message of hope to everyone. Thank you for our country, America. And we pray that our senators and congressmen and our president and vice president and whatever is in the high offices, remember that this was a Christian country. When our people came from Holland, from Germany, from England, here they came to worship the Lord. And so, Father, let them know that we cannot put God out of business. He is presence, and this country belongs to him. Thank you, Father, for your kindness on people. And we have some of our dear beloved people sick. Donald Detwiler is not out of the wood yet. The injury is still there. It's much better. I visited with him in his home, and Laura, it's just so good to see him losing so many pounds because he cannot eat, only just liquid food. And so, Father, we pray that soon he will be able to be restored, and that this surgery coming up on August will bring us good news to him, and that he can move on. Thank you, Father, that you have spared his life in a mighty way. We pray for Henry and for Diane and Washington Steele as they minister to Henry's mother. She is with the terminal disease on cancer, and they're trying to do the best they can to alleviate it and to bring her into a good condition. But the best is that Henry and Diane are trying to serve them, to show them the love of God so that Mama can find Jesus as Savior and Lord. We thank you for Aaron Peretto, who is in bed here in Morgan Hill, Father. And we pray for Mildred Plica as she is heading on for a big surgery in October. That this will be the surgery that will enable her to relieve the pain and stand in a better condition. And we pray for the doctors and for the nurses, for the hospital. We pray, Lord, that she be able to stand this surgery. And at the end, all will be to your glory. And Lord, how blessed we are that we have these facilities in America. Lord, we have friends in Costa Rica, Mary and Jerry, and their pastor moved away to California, I think. And so we pray that you will supply a man who will teach them the word. They are listening to our service. Thank you, Lord, that you work in their health and life. And above all, thank you, Lord, that you put in them a spiritual life. So now they love you and they care for you. And we pray that soon you will send a good man to teach them the word of God to that church that was created in the American compound in the Costa Rica country. Thank you, Lord, for our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez. And Lord, for David and Denise Rowe, they need a lot of direction in their life, and they need a lot of strength and new horizons in their life, and we pray that you bless them. For Giovanni and Barbara Vendagno, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Ravines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, and Darian and Miriam Lacey. And Danny need to restructure his life as he's terminating his work with Motorsport Ministry, that you open a door for him to be able to serve you in a different environment. And Lord, for Fred and Carol Lewis, how blessed we are to have these people serving in the ministry. Lord, we are just delighted that every Sunday you provide for us the means so that we can operate our services and our internet, our radio ministry, television ministry. And so, Father, thank you for the extended church of people in New Jersey, Minnesota, Arizona, Texas, Southern California, Northern California. Thank you for those people who send faithfully their offerings so that we can keep on our ministry over the air. And thank you for your people here at Bethel in our sanctuary who faithfully gave sacrificially so that we can keep on the ministry. And Lord, yesterday we have a great concert with the young people. Thank you for their gift. They give each one of them. They are talented. And so, Father, thank you that they use their gift to your glory. So, Father, now bless us as we continue in the service. Bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus we pray, amen. You may be seated.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 807. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 50, verses 1 through 11. Please stand now as we read God's word, Isaiah chapter 50, the entire chapter. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all wax as old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that you have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your sure word that you have given us in the scriptures. We are grateful that we need not rely on the thoughts and vain philosophies of men, but rather our confidence rests on you, who have created all things. We praise you and thank you for your marvelous grace in giving us understanding to see Jesus, the Messiah, revealed in the Old Testament. Help us to gain indispensable wisdom and knowledge found only through the study of your word, the Bible. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to further expound the scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, so that we may fully comprehend all the mighty works of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by your grace, live our lives conform to his commands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?